County commissioners chose BK Partners to redevelop Brooklyn Village, a one-time economically diverse African-American community that was raised as part of the 1960s urban renewal movement. After yesterday's vote, many questions lingered for some commissioners about the $683 million project. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The project calls for more than 1,200 residential units with 10% set aside as affordable housing, 280 hotel rooms, 930,000 square feet of retail and office space, parking, and a 1.9-acre park. BK Partners will pay the county $50 million for roughly 17 acres, which includes Marshall Park and Walton Plaza. That's about $20 million more than the next closest offer, which is one reason Commissioner Pat Cotham voted against the development. She thinks the offer is too good to be true.
I just have a feeling that, you know, there could be things down the road where they'll say, well, it just didn't work out the way we thought and the market changed and we're not able to get tenants. That kind of gives me pause.
The 5-acre Marshall Park will be gone with the development. Some commissioners wanted a 3-acre park, but others feared that would cause BK to reduce its land offer. Commissioner Eller Scarborough is worried that BK's plans won't reflect Brooklyn's past and that African Americans won't be part of its rebirth.
All of a sudden, people want to come back, and they want to make it look like what they want and move all the people out that have been in the neighborhoods. All of a sudden, somebody realized, oh, my God, those neighborhoods are in the uptown area. We need to be there. They don't need to be there, whoever they is in your mind.
The vote was 5-3 in favor of BK Partners. Chairman Trevor Fuller says there will be time to address concerns.
There's going to be a whole period of time, a process for the public to engage with us, to get input from all over the community about what the final plan should be.
BK Partners is led by one of the country's largest minority developers, New York-based People's Corporation. Fuller says he's excited about moving forward with BK Partners because of its plan to include minority contractors.
There's far too little minority participation in developments that go up in this town. We have a developer here who is committed. 35% of the participation in this contract to be with minority businesses.
The first phase of the project will focus mainly on housing. BK Partners' original proposal called for construction to start in 2021, but that could change. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.